It was 9 p.m. and Natasha was walking home from the college library. She was 19 years old, blonde, long hair, blue eyes, and a great figure. She drew attention from most of the boys at university, but she ignored them when they tried to come on to her. Tonight she was wearing a trench coat with the collar pulled up to keep the cold November breeze out. She was frantically trying to keep up with her studies, but it was becoming difficult. So much to do and so little time. Her personal tutor was keeping the pressure up, but she felt she was going to fail. It wasn't that she was stupid. Far from it, she was very clever, and she knew it, but she'd only been in England for a year, and her English was still not good enough, despite mixing with as many students as she could and joining in every conversation possible. The TV had been great and possibly one of her best learning aids. She'd watched British TV before she left Romania, but there, most programmes were American, and many words and pronunciations were different in each country. Her parents had encouraged her and given up so much to get her here and into university. They had been brought up in the country, but moved to Bucharest when they got married. Life had been tough and they had both worked different jobs. Her dad was a mechanic, a good skilled job, but he supplemented his wages by fixing cars privately. He was working non-stop. Her mother didn't have any training outside the small farm her parents owned. She worked as a cleaner and did as many shifts as possible. She managed to pick up some private work too, which meant she could do those after her office jobs finished for the day. They all stopped before the office workers arrived. Between them, they had saved enough, and Natasha had got a small grant from the government on condition she returned when she graduated and worked for the government for 3 years. She didn't look forward to working back in Romania. She was used to the freedom in England, the money she could earn part-time to top up her living expenses, and the opportunities afforded her when she graduated, and the money she could earn here or in other countries. But she had to graduate, and graduate with a top degree. She knew she could do it, but the written word was so difficult. Why hadn't she paid more attention before she left? Why didn't she leave it another year and get a better grip of the language? Chapter 1. They were both lecturers at the university. John James was the younger of the two, at 42 years old, but the more senior in rank. He was head of the department and dedicated to furthering his career. He'd only been at this university for 4 years, but had certainly made a name for himself. He wasn't married, preferring more casual sex as there were no ties. He lived alone in a bachelor apartment, all chrome, black and white, furniture he'd brought with him when he moved, and he'd called in a local handyman to decorate to his taste, and could afford to be looked after. A woman cleaned for him daily, did his shopping, prepared some meals and sorted his clothes, washing and ironing for him. She worked about 15 hours a week, 1 hour some days and longer on others, Monday to Friday. He looked after himself at the weekends. She came after he left for work and he rarely saw her. He knew nothing about her. He didn't know that she was a single mum with two kids in their teens. He didn't know the struggle she had daily, making ends meet and keeping her kids fed and clothed. She left her hours written on the back of a used envelope on a Thursday, and he left her money every Friday in a cookie tin. He'd opened a separate bank account with a low balance of a couple of £100 and given her a debit card, so she could shop and run his apartment for him. John James was tall and fit. He went to the gym twice a week and had some equipment in his apartment, so he was not only fit but had a well-toned body. He always wore white button-down shirts and a dark suit. Anyone looking in his wardrobe would see 6 suits, all almost identical, and half a dozen ties, mainly red. He lived an orderly life and kept himself to himself both socially and at work. Bill Reeder was 57 and had spent his whole life in this university and this department. He was never going to be promoted now.